We are very strongly opposed to these plans. One of the main, our main issues, it's on a vast scale, it's on an industrial scale. There have been farming of oysters there before. They've been there for 25 years. On a small scale, quite unobtrusive, local workers working there. But this proposed expansion is just a step too far.
And the sense is locally that it flies in the face then of the goodwill that existed as it relates to the current farms.
Completely. All goodwill has been lost now due to the fact that there was no public consultation whatsoever. I know they did have their licence in the paper in September. It was completely missed by the local population. The first we heard that these licences were already granted by the Minister for the Marine was December the 15th. Now, this is in an area of special conservation as well, an area of an outstanding beauty. There's a blue flag beach a stone's throw away, and Donegal Airport was voted the top 10 most scenic airports in the world this year.
But now you're reliant, you could argue, on the goodwill of those behind these plans to withdraw them, to not go ahead.
We have arranged meetings with them. We've met with two of the licensees. We've made our case, and the people of the area have told us that they do not want any further expansion of the existing farms that are already there.
Well, if the plans then were to go ahead, I mean, do you reserve the right to protest or try and block in some form or other?
We will. That's why we were formed. And our mandate is to stop any further expansion of oyster farming in the Gidore Bay Bridge Strand.